Hello, my name is Chris Palmer, and in today's Google My Business Google Maps video, I want to walk you through a tactic, a technique that will help you dominate Google Maps in 2020. So recently I went over and discussed a technique that actually had Google validate our entity. There's nothing better than having Google validate a territory that you want to dominate for Google My Business and Google Maps. So I'll walk you through each of the pieces that you need to understand so you too can dominate. First, I want to start with this right here. You can add up to 20 service areas. Important, you can no longer set your service area as a distance around your business. Instead, you will need to specify your service area by city, postal code, or other areas. So, the technique that I'm talking about, I have found another example that we can go ahead and use. So the tip and tactic, the technique that I'm talking about, and you can go ahead and take a look here, red outline. So it's because a lot of businesses will go ahead and signify their location areas. And what I'm going to walk you through is how to have Google validate your entity, how to have Google recognize your territory that you set. Which is a complete difference because there's a lot of companies and brands and services that are doing this, but they are not getting Google to recognize the territory. So that's exactly what I want to walk you through today, how you can have Google recognize this particular technique. So the first thing is you need to understand that you can have 20 locations. The very next step, as showcased here, it says you need to enter in either by area, city, postal code, or other areas. Might I suggest what works is put in the postal code. So you know you need to make up 20 locations, and you also need to have the postal code. The very next step will be this, to have Google recognize your territory for your dominance for local SEO. You need to really space out. Let me go ahead and point this out to you. Around, it is advised for best results to use main towns, main cities, but use the zip code. So this one right here, this is a main. See how it sticks out? Crested B-U-T-T-E. They might have even used this zip code here. Follow around the map each of the zip codes so you can dominate a territory and have Google help validate your entity or your territory. So that's going to be tip one, use zip codes. Tip two, make sure that it's these main cities, main areas on the map. The very next thing is there's a lot hidden. And this is a massive tip. I'm not going to deep dive into it, but there's a lot hidden within the source code of a particular business, brand, or service. Now, obviously, this particular brand may or may not have gotten lucky. A lot of stuff being hidden within the source code. There's one more step, actually two more steps, that you need to take care of in order to have Google validate your entity. So let's get into those now. So I've actually highlighted something that's called user contributions. Now, these are very, very important to have Google recognize your territory. If you want to create dominance of a particular area, you need to have user-generated content. Now, there's a few types that really stand out that I've noticed within a lot of listings that Google is recognizing this type of tactic with. And the main one is going to be a review from the area that you select. So as I showcased on the map here, say this is a main area that you've chosen as one of the zip codes. This is just an example so I can showcase. You went around the map of the zip codes. Buried within here, let's go ahead and take this because this is just an example. There are contributions and reviews and also saves. Now the saves, the reviews, the contributions from other users need to come from the locations from those zip codes. Now, let me go ahead and show you this really quick so you can understand exactly what I meant. So I went to the location. When you view the source code, embedded in the source code of this particular business's map is user-generated signals within. These are saves, these are contributions, these are reviews. But if you deep dive and you really take a look, you'll start to notice that the ones that Google is really recognizing to validate this entity are coming from the locations within the territory, primarily from the main zip codes within that territory. Let me go ahead and give you a look here. So this will pop up. Now, obviously, this is one of my profiles, but this right here is one contribution from a no-name person. But if you take a look, they only gave one review, right? And if we zoom out, you will see, and this is only one example, if you go out anywhere and you start looking for this, you will come to find that this is prominent across the board. This review, there's only one. This is probably a curated review. I cannot say for sure. But this comes from, as we zoom out, one of the main zip code locations that this user is claiming as part of their territory, which Google has validated by making red and giving a validation of sorts by literally outlining the territory. So we have gone over, these are three tips. I want to make sure that you have them. This is massive. If you can get Google to validate your entity for local SEO by claiming one, claiming zip codes, use the zip codes. Two, up to 20 locations. Make sure when you're choosing your locations, it's the ones that stand out. These are the bigger cities, the bigger areas. Make sure you're choosing those. The next piece is user-generated signals. As you can see, this is only one example. It is within the territory that they are claiming. This account is derived from this location, right? And only one review, one contribution, no picture. The name is who knows. This is probably curated. But what I'm getting at is the IP needs to match. The location needs to match. The contribution is going to be worthy enough. These are saves. This is reviews. I hope that I've really driven this point home. Now let's move on to the last piece. One of the most consistent things that I have seen is going to be your citations. Each of the locations of the service area, of your 20 service areas that you're picking, if you want Google to validate your entity for your Google Maps, your local SEO campaigns, you need to have citations that's structured and unstructured that are unique for each of the locations. So you may put out duplicate citations with your name, address, and phone number, but you will find a lot of the times you can have a little bit of content. As you're putting out these pieces of content along with your citations and or press releases that contain your citations, you need to include the zip codes, the towns, the cities that are within your service area. I hope that I've really driven this point home for you. The last piece that I want to touch on is going to be the size of the territory. Now, as you saw in my past example, which I can unfortunately cannot discuss with you at this time, but as you saw in my last example, I was doing a state of Florida all the way up into another state. Now, I have really played with this, and this is my conclusion. If you go and you start reading about Google Maps and selecting your 20 services and your territory area, you will come to find that Google does not really state or give a recommendation of the size of your territory. However, what I have found is if you want to do a complete state, do not get greedy. I have tried going and moving into more than one or two states, and it was not effective. If everything else is in order, you will come to find that if you could get Google to recognize your territory and validate your entity and give you your territory that you claim and they accept it, you will come to find that your Google Maps rankings will significantly increase. So my name is Chris Palmer. I hope that I have gone over this particular tactic for local SEO for 2020. If you have any questions regarding local SEO, Google My Business, Google Maps, really anything local SEO, Google Maps, digital marketing, SEO, SEO testing, Facebook ads, really anything internet marketing at all, leave it in the comments below, and I look forward to seeing you in the next local SEO, how to rank higher on Google Maps video. Have a wonderful day.